Great. And I just want to welcome everybody today. Oh my gosh, it's the beginning of December. The next time we come together, it will be 2020. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem possible. And I went out to the beach this morning for my walk, and there were the dolphins. So I already got a nice blast of dolphin energy and out in the Gulf of Mexico today. So I'd like to welcome everybody who's on the call and anybody who's going to be listening to this recording later. And I'm really excited today that we have Linda Guerra Applegate, who is going to be leading our meditation today. And Linda was born in London, and she's been a practitioner and also a teacher of the radiance technique and authentic Reiki for like 32 years. And she's also, for 14 years, been a practitioner of frequencies of brilliance. And these techniques really have provided a stepping stone for her becoming an energy channel. And it's allowed her to connect with angels and whales, the elemental kingdom, and her own personal soul light language. And Linda recently became a certified elemental healing practitioner. So I'm really excited to see what she's brought for us today. And Linda, if there's anything else you'd like to say about yourself, go ahead. Otherwise, take it away for the meditation.
Okay. Well, hello, everybody. And thank you for being here for this meditation. I'm quite excited about it. And as Mary said, I have been connecting in with the elementals, and I recently did an elemental training to do elemental healings. So I'm going to be working today with the mermaids and the whales. So we're going to have fun with the mermaids and the whales. So what I'd like to do is to open the space. I'd like you to either stand or just imagine yourself facing the south. And we're going to call in various whales and beings to be with us and support us. So to the south, we're calling in the pilot and orca whales. And to the east, we're calling in the humpbacks. To the north, we call in the blue whales. To the west, we call in the dolphins and the mermaids. And center below, we call in the gray whales. Center above, we call in the white humpback whales and the belugas, the various white whales. And center within, we call in the dolphins to be within our heart spaces. And just breathe that in. And be with all these cetaceans who have come to join us and join in on this meditation and support us. So I'd like you to find a comfortable space where you can sit and you'll not be disturbed, and just make yourself comfortable. Now take in three deep breaths. Breathing in through the nose, holding on the inhale, and out through the mouth. In through the nose, hold, and out through the mouth. In through the nose, hold, and out through the mouth. Now put a hand on your heart. And bring in the energy of gratitude and feel the cells of your body light up and feel yourself centered in your heart. So we are now going on a journey with the river, lake, and ocean mermaids. Each mermaid has her own unique qualities and purposes, but they have a collective teaching for us, which is, you have the power to choose your own reality and live in perfect balance with all that you are. This is your birthright. Imagine yourself walking down a path, feeling a gentle breeze on your face. You walk to the banks of a river and find a comfortable rock that you can sit on. Feel the early morning sun on your face and feel the gentle breeze. The air smells wonderfully sweet from the wild flowers growing along the river bank. Something is now emerging from the river. It is a river mermaid. You may find that you can connect to her by imagining the symbol of the river mermaid, which is three circles placed in the form of a triangle. Maybe you can also see what she looks like. Accompanying her is a pink river dolphin. Feel his energy and her energy merge into your beingness. Namaka Isanama Wanazadaka Anamaka Yatoko Shola Namaka Isana Isana Isanama. The river mermaid has a message for you. She tells you not to take yourself, life, or relationships too seriously, and to find and create joy and allow everything in your life to flow. She asks that you come out of your head and reside in your heart. Maybe you want to put a hand on your heart and just feel her within your heart center. Imagine yourself now sitting on a small raft with the mermaid sitting next to you and the river dolphin swimming beside you. The raft is floating downstream, maneuvering around all obstacles with ease and grace. Feel the joyful, playful energy and know that you can embody this joy and playfulness at any time just by calling on the River Mermaid and her companions. Feel also the joyfulness of the pink river dolphin as he swims down the river, and his energetics of joyfulness and love are imbued within you. You notice that the river is becoming wider and more expansive. You find the raft drifting up onto the shore of a lake. Step off the raft and say goodbye to the river mermaid and the dolphin. Find a comfortable place to sit on the shore. Out of the ripples of the lake, you notice another mermaid. This is the mermaid of the lake. In order to connect more fully with her, imagine her symbol, which is three circles within each other. Feel these three circles within each other anchoring into you, anchoring into your heart center. Asha taka omaka ataka ataka anamaka a yesa namaka osha taka o na ana a anamaka osha yesa namama mama 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 taka o oshana 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 maka a yesa nama a yesa namaka a yesa namaka anamaka o o o o o o oshana maka a sataka 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 na. You may sense or see her. See if you can describe what she looks like. You sense deep, deep peace. Her message to you is, all the love you need is already within you. Trust it, that to feel it and to let it be expressed. Trust in that and feel it. And let it be expressed. This graceful being will help you see your true light and embody your authentic, worthy, and lovable self. Immerse yourself into this energy and know that a resolution to any relationship conflict is at hand. It is now time to say goodbye to the lake mermaid. See or feel her gradually vanish into the ethers. Once again, you find yourself on the shore, but this time it is not the shore of the lake, but the ocean shore. You look down at your feet on the perfect white sand and hear the lapping of the waves. You smell salt air and feel a cool breeze. You feel the urge to walk into the warm ocean. You wade into the sea, feeling the gentle lapping of the waves. You feel really safe and relaxed. So you lie back on the buoyant water and float gently, knowing that you are protected at all times. All of a sudden, you are aware of ocean mermaids riding towards you on the backs of dolphins. You connect into them energetically by envisioning their healing symbol, which is three circles placed vertically, with the largest at the bottom and the smallest at the top. So envision this symbol with the three circles in a vertical position, the largest at the bottom, the medium one, and then the smallest at the top. Feel that energy within your body. Feel that energy of the ocean mermaids. Kashataka amakatadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad nana. Yasan maka oh pa 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 nyaka a nyaka a nyaka a nyaka a nyaka a nyaka a nauma osotoko o maka chitaka shana maka shana maka shana maka a itin ko o o sa a m sa a m sa a m ka a ataka a a a a a a a Do the mermaids show themselves to you? Can you see, sense, or feel them? The ocean mermaids have a collective teaching for you. There is nothing wrong with complicated emotions in romantic relationships, for all can be resolved. They wish to teach you how to give and receive love and assist you in dropping walls you may have erected around your heart, thus creating a safe space to open your heart. Sakana isama osashatako omma niatoko owa Nazataka umma naka afa ina umaka satoka umma sachanama yasa yasa pa umma yasa paka a anamaka umma. You now see some orca whales approaching you. There is Granny, the former 105-year-old matriarch of J-Pod. There is Luna, the 2-year-old whale who got lost from his family and came to Nootka Sound in British Columbia and was said to embody the spirit of the recently deceased Inuit chief in the area. And there is Keiko, featured in the film Free Willy. Feel these three orcas, these three beloved orcas. as they come towards you with their loving energy. We have known them and we have loved them, and they know us and they love us. The ocean mermaids and the orca whales, who we have known and loved, and who return us and who love us in return, have messages for us. They ask, do you know how lovable you are? Do you know how worthy you are? They ask that you feel your chakra, heart chakra, open like petals to the sun, and you feel a deep, penetrating love entering your body through your heart chakra. Saka namoko osa. Inaka asa. Every cell of your body is now bathed in this love. Your cells feel alive and awake and one with the universe. You have no idea where your body ends and the water begins. The love of the mermaids and the orcas and the gentle flow of the waves are all encompassing. So that you are totally a part of nature, and nature is totally a part of you. There is a feeling of pure bliss. Wasatama isashanama omakadaka omasha yasanamaka odamaa yasanama onapa akasa yes. Adamakataka Yanasa Ojanamako Odana Odana Odana. As you float back to shore and sit on the sand, you find that you have brought this watery bliss onto the land. Your cells continue to be blissed out, and you feel more alive and vibrant in mind, body, spirit than you can ever remember. Mazataka umana, niyajada bomana ma'a, isamaka'a, dataka umma. Send this bliss out to the waters of the planet, the rivers, the lakes, and the oceans. Know that when the water heals you, you heal the water. Hear the mermaids and our beloved orcas whisper to you that this can be a part of your reality in your everyday life. Ataka sama yasatakosha nama nama nadako omasho. Now gently come back into your body where you are sitting or lying down. But before opening your eyes, reflect on all that you have learned and felt from the river, lake, and ocean mermaids, and the accompanying dolphins and whales. Know that you can call upon any of these beings at any time, and they will be there to assist you on your emotional journey, and also the journey of blessing the waters of the planet. Know that our emotions and water are intertwined. Now feel yourself coming back into your body. Move your fingers, wiggle your toes, roll your shoulders. And as you open your eyes, hear the mermaids and the orcas and all the whales who have been with us and the dolphins. Hear them whisper to you, blessings, beautiful beings. Take our love with you. So gently, gently, gently come back into your bodies. Feel yourself grounding. Grow roots down into the earth to ground yourself. And just be centered, feeling your feet, feeling your hands, feeling your arms, feeling your body as it is centered and grounded. And you are back in your body, feeling blissed and peaceful and centered and knowing that you have made a contribution to the waters of this planet, and you are thanked for this contribution that you have made, for anchoring these energies onto the planet. The whales, the dolphins, the orcas, the mermaids, they all thank you for this contribution, for your being willing to bless the waters and to heal the waters. Namaste. Go in peace. Go in blessings. And so it is, my dear ones.
Wow. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
That was really deep. And I can feel that, like, I'm just so full of this love and healing light that I will be able to continue sending it out to the oceans for days and weeks to come. You know? I mean, I was just like, I feel like, oh, I'm so full. As I was coming back, I was like, yeah, I can just keep sending, because there's so much of it within me right at this moment. So, oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing in my friends, the Orkies.
Yes.
I've talked to all three of those guys so many times, and it's just like, oh, it was
really cool
to see them all together, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Were you getting a vision of them all?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that was wonderful. Well, everybody, I know it's difficult to get back into your body, but come back. And anybody who would like to share or say something to Linda, ask a question, whatever, you can *6 to unmute yourself. And then when you're done, *6 to remute yourself so somebody else can come in.
Hi, Mary. This is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
I just wanted to thank you because, can we hear each other? I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I am connected. Yeah. Good, because I'm so connected to you and this space you created for all these beautiful beings to come in and bring conscious awareness to everything that matters, and that you as well do this in your own expression and light, just being who you are. You are so amazing, and you're modest, but I want to tell you, you're amazing, and I love you so much.
Thank you, Jamie. Thanks for being here and participating in these wonderful meditations. And I'm so grateful to all the presenters who, over the years, you know, take time out to be on the calls and to lead the calls. It's a group effort, you know. It's a big group effort.
And we couldn't be anywhere otherwise.
Well, that's wonderful to hear.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ariane. And
hi.
My reaction is, oh my goodness. I did not think of it ever that lakes and rivers might have mermaids. I have a connection with pink dolphins, so that started. But the strongest thing caught my attention the most is the language, because I have had things like that come out of my mouth, although I didn't know what they meant, and they come out spontaneously.
Yeah, I hadn't even planned to include the language, but it just came out. It wanted to be there.
It came. Yeah, it does. Do you know what the language means when you say it?
I do not.
Oh, because I didn't either. It would just come out.
I speak many different soul languages or light languages, but I have had people translate for me, but I can't translate it myself.
Oh,
it's just an energy. We all have a soul language. It's just dormant in most people, but it is an energetic, a healing energetic for everybody who uses it and everybody who hears it.
Yeah. I noticed that it has strong, what they call glottal stops, like you know.
Well, it depends.
Stop in it. Hawaiian has that too, but they treat it differently. So it's.
It depends what I'm doing. Sometimes it'll be very guttural. Sometimes it'll be very gentle. Depends what language wants to come forth out of my mouth. I never know what to expect.
So you feel like it's more than one language?
Oh, well, I have more than one language. Some people have just the one language, but I have many. And I can't put a name to them or anything.
Right.
It's just
okay.
What wants to appear at the time.
And before you go, if you have a website or... I'd appreciate hearing it.
No, I'm afraid I don't have a website. One of these days in the not-so-distant future.
I think there is a link to your email.
Yeah, there's my email and the telephone number.
Connect with her. Sure.
Yes, if you want to do that, yeah.
Is that on your site, Mary?
It's on the Global Water Healing. If you go to About and scroll down the presenters, you'll find Linda on there, and Linda Guerra Applegate. And then I think there's a link to your email on there, Linda.
Yeah, at gmail.com. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hello. This is Allison from Dallas, Texas, and I wanted to thank you, Mary, of course, for starting this whole thing. And Linda, that was beautiful. I was vibrating. I really was. I think I was activated, and I did a lot of releasing, as I always do with the cetaceans. Your voice is beautiful. The imagery, I love the symbols. I imagine the symbols, the whole bit. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for those kind words.
This is Lenny from Denver. Thank you so much for the the sonic unveiling of the mystery of knowing without needing to analyze.
Mm-hmm.
Done. I'm a person who is a voice practitioner, and I loved the journey that my molecules went on with everyone else's. When the sounds and the expression and the teachings came through your voice, and I felt closer to the mermaids and the orcas and the bodies of water with this transport. So thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I feel the, I mean, as an energy channel, of course, I do feel the energy running through me as well, and I'm emitting it. Are you still on the line?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh, I just wondered whether I got cut off.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is there anybody else who wanted to say something?
This is Kathleen. I just burst into tears when you brought in Granny, Kiko, and Ali.
Yeah.
That was just amazing. I sleep with the whale I've named Luna every night.
Oh, okay.
Oh. My companion.
Mm.
I just love him so much. And Granny's always helping me nonstop. Yeah.
Well, one of his missions was to just bring the energy of love through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unconditional love. And I mean, even when, you know, the government was, charging people some fantastical amount of money for touching him,
mm-hmm.
you know, they still said it was worth it because of the love he brought.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hi, Linda and Mary. This is Melanie. And
hi.
I just want to say thank you so much. That was absolutely beautiful, and I wasn't able to talk any sooner than just now.
Okay.
It was amazing, and thank you for that beautiful, beautiful journey.
Well, thank you. Also for your assistance in the meditation.
Linda, it's Bonnie Blue.
Hi.
Hi, Linda. I'm so happy to hear your beautiful meditation. And I, as you know, connect with the mermaids so strongly. And your language, your light language, spoke to me very, very deeply. And I actually felt from the lake mermaid this amazing, almost like a scepter in her hand, come down into my heart and light and enlighten my heart.
Wow.
And then when you were talking, or the ocean mermaids were talking, I felt this incredible buzzing around my crown chakra. And then when the orcas came, I felt them hug me. So I just love
it.
Oh, wow. So I'm kind of in the state of bliss right now, having trouble even focusing to talk about it. But I just loved it so much. You just brought, you awakened me in so many deep levels in so many ways. And then that, in that strength, it helps strengthen this energy that we all give out to our planet and to our ocean. So I'm just feeling that, and I just love it so much from the bottom of my being to you, Linda.
Thank you.
Beautiful meditation. And to all who are on the line, I love you all. From the mermaids, yay! I'm thinking on getting the most lesson, though, coming from that lake mermaid, because she's new to me, and that's an area of my life that I need to work more on, taking the opportunity or time to play. And so I'm thankful for the messages that came from all three mermaids, but I believe that lake mermaid is the one that I really need to listen to the deepest. So.
Okay, well, her symbol is, let me tell you again, her symbol is the, hang on.
The three
circles within each other.
I love those. I love all those symbols, too. They're very, very powerful and very special. Thank you for bringing those. They're helping to awaken the mermaids within.
Yes, and that's part of what they do is to awaken you. So you can just use those symbols if you can think of them.
Yes.
The lake one was the three circles within each other. And so, you know, you could just imagine that and bring that into your heart, and that will bring in the lake mermaid into you.
I'll do that. Thank you. And I was thinking the river dolphin that Linda Shea met. Linda, I don't know if you're
still.
Yeah. Thinking about your river dolphin, your pink river dolphin that you met in the zoo. I'm forgetting his name now. Are you on the line still, Linda Shea? Maybe not, but she writes about it.
Yeah, I remember her talking about that, the river dolphin that she visited at the aquarium, I think in Pittsburgh, when she was there taking care of her mother.
Yeah.
And the dolphin was very aware of her and knew who she was.
David just came on. Chuckles. Yes, it was Chuckles. So I could say that's a perfect name because they represent play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, hi, David.
Hi, Linda. Linda, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
I'm going to start mute because I mean mute myself because I'll talk forever. I love you.
Bye, Bonnie Blue.
Bye, Bonnie.
I have one question about the triangle circles, do they interlock or do they edges?
No, they don't interlock. They have space in between them. So the river, you still there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I keep going. I hope I haven't dropped the call hasn't dropped. So yes, the river mermaid is three circles in a triangular form, but they don't interlock. You can just see them as, you know, three circles in the triangle form. And then, of course, the lake was the three circles within each other. And then the ocean was the three circles vertically, big one, medium size, and small one vertically. Like
do
a
they touch like a snowman?
Yeah, they don't have to touch though. They don't.
Okay,
they don't
have
touch.
To.
But like a snowman, yes.
Right, that's what I was seeing.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anybody else that would like to say something or before we go?
Linda, Mary, it's Diane. I wanted to mention there's like a cross-cultural thing with the mermaids and the Tibetan Nagas, I think.
Ah.
My Tibetan
who did you say? Oh, the lamas?
Yeah, the Tibetan lamas. He met the Naga of Mississippi, and he did has created a prayer and a puja, and he said that she came out of the water to as high as a mountain. She just got bigger and bigger and bigger in this mermaid form, but they call them Nagas.
No. Oh, wow.
That's the
name
then.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. So there's a puja and a prayer to her and that he did. So it's
okay.
Special. You kind of realize the connection. I hadn't realized that. So thank you.
Beautiful.
So thank you for that information.
Yeah.
Hi there. This is Catherine. That was very wonderful. I was wondering if you would repeat the messages of the mermaids.
Okay, let me see. Let me find it. The river mermaid. The river mermaid tells you not to take yourself, life, or relationships too seriously and to find and create joy and allow everything in your life to flow. She asks that you come out of your head and reside in your heart. And let me see, what does the I'm just trying to find the lake mermaid.
Yeah, no worries. I'm writing down the words. They were very good to have.
The lake mermaid, her message is, all the love you need is already within you. Trust in that to feel it and to let it be expressed. And then the ocean mermaid teaches, there is nothing wrong with complicated emotions in romantic relationships. All can be resolved.
Beautiful.
And she also teaches to receive, to give and receive love and to assist you in dropping walls that you may have erected around your heart.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Mm.
Beautiful.
You know, for anyone who really loved Linda's meditation today, do remember that, you know, Mary, within a few days, will have it up on the recordings page on the website. So you can listen to them as many times as you want.
That's right.
David.
And, you know, David, I was just thinking today, I think it's time to put up a new page on the website, which is going to be good news. Good news about the water.
Oh!
Oh!
So I can start posting, you know, different links to things that are happening. so, yeah, we'll talk. I'll see if I can set up a new page on my own, but I might have to call you.
Okay. Feel
my,
free.
My website guru.
No problem.
Okay, thank you. Well, before we go,
this is Muriel.
Know.
I have a quick
sure.
addition, and I'm so grateful for the experience of listening to the light language, especially, and the singing. Oh, the singing. Wow, that was the reverberations are just so elegant and so tender. Oh, and I'm very, very grateful. But what I thought to share is something. I swim every day in the river. I live next to the river, right as it joins the ocean. And my intention was set a couple of years ago to swim all year long, even when the water gets really cold, which it now is. So the cold water experiences are different, I notice. And I just flow with them, you know, like we were advised to do with the river dolphins in the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not yesterday, but the day before yesterday. I'm in the water, tolerating the cold, and I'm just being with the water and attuning to her. And I look out, and of course there's no one there. There's some birds flying in the sky, but that's about it. And I see in the distance a dark form, and it's like right under the surface of the water, and the current is carrying it. So my first thought was it's some sort of a log, and I couldn't make out what it was, and it was pretty far away. But I was very drawn to keep watching it. Something just told me, keep watching. And I don't quite know how to explain what I saw, but I saw this form just suddenly just start rising up. Mm. And it was sort of in a V shape, but it rose, and then it kind of twisted. And then it sank again, and then I could see under the water this sort of dark form, and then it was just gone.
Wow. Well, I know my teacher, one of the teachers for the elemental healing program, which I did on Facebook Live. She, we're working along with Manuel. She said that when she first came, her first experience of actually seeing a mermaid was like a spiraling within the water. It was like a spiral, and it seems, that she felt this energetic spiral, and that was how the mermaid presented herself to Callista. So you're kind of describing something similar.
Yeah, that twisting, and I felt almost mesmerized watching it, having no idea what I was looking at, and I wasn't even assuming it was one thing or another. My first thought after the log was, oh my gosh, is it a body in a wetsuit? Because it was very dark. Mm. But it started emerging from the water and did that twisting thing. That's when I knew, like, I have no clue what I'm looking at. But I just stayed with it energetically and allowed it, and then it went on. And I'm just aware, the gifts of the other dimensions that allow the beings of the sea to come through. And so whatever that was, I hadn't even thought about it until, right, we're ready to ring off, and all of a sudden I went, wait a minute. So, but anyhow, many, many thanks for your
maybe you had a mermaid experience. It sounds like it.
Well, it was something. I almost am at the place where I don't even feel the need to identify it, because the most important thing is the energy.
Yeah.
And energetically, something showed itself to me, and then it just disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
it's just, it felt like a gift.
Yes.
This is Dawn, and I realize we're near closing, but I've been listening to everyone, and thank you so much for discussing the idea of the vortex or columns that come out of the water, because with this meditation, that's exactly what I experienced.
Oh,
I experienced a vortex opening deep into the water, and then the water energy coming up in a vortex, and then coalescing at the top and sending me something like a star of light. And at one point, one of these vortexes even curled over and when we were sitting on the riverbank and went into the mud underneath me. So thank you for bringing that up, because that felt very authentic. I don't think I would have imagined that. So that was very cool.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that.
You said you're on Facebook?
Sorry, what was that?
You said you're on Facebook?
Well, I have a Facebook page, yes. Just, Linda Garrett Applegate. So if you want to send a...
How do you spell the G?
GAREH-Applegate. But
okay.
It's
thanks.
Just, yeah. I don't look at it that often.
You said you did a live, so.
Yeah. Well, this was when I did my class with, that's where we did it on the elemental healing training was done on Facebook.